Hello, hello, and welcome to the next episode of Cry, Laugh, Eat, Making Friends with Your Emotions. My name is Helen.
And my name is Ruth. Thank you so much for joining us today. In each episode, we discuss emotions in everyday life. As I think about it, and we've talked about this, Helen, and I look back, I realise that there have been a lot of firsts for us in our lives. And that with every first, second, third, and maybe even up to the hundreds, we have felt very nervous and we've felt, I guess, even anxious at some times, haven't we? Do you agree?
Yes, we started this podcast late last year and that started with a lot of nerves, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. I think we did about 150 odd recordings that we just kept throwing away with the first episode. And yeah, but there have been a lot of firsts and our constant companion has been the emotion fear.
Certainly has.
And there are a lot of unpleasant feelings that come with fear. But today we actually want to focus on how fear has helped us as a friend to develop our self-confidence. We want to share another first for us, which occurred about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was really interesting. A wonderful friend of ours invited us to a business meeting with local businessmen. We were invited to this meeting and it was a breakfast and we got to meet these wonderful people who were in business locally. How did you feel, Helen, about going?
Yes, we had talked about it and I was probably the most uncomfortable, thinking that's an environment I know I don't belong in before I get there, which I couldn't really know, to be honest. But yeah, I knew that I would feel nervous there. So because I knew I was nervous, I try to think about our own work and our own book. And we always talk, we've talked on several podcast episodes about how fear tells us we should be careful, prepare and act. So I thought, okay, I need to be careful and prepare for this because I already knew before we got there we had to give a 40-second speech and you're not supposed to go over that 40 seconds about your business. So I knew I needed to think. And pride kicked in. I did not want to go over 40 seconds. I wanted to show I can do this.
And we even, in preparation, we thought, well, we really do need to at least appear human. So we actually went out and bought a dress each.
We did. Because usually we're here podcasting and creating content in our gym gear because we've been to the gym, which is not super cool gym gear. It's big floppy t-shirt.
Yeah. So we actually prepared in different ways, didn't we? And we actually even asked each other, what would you say if they asked you what your business was, who you were and what you did? Yeah. Anyway, we went and feeling very confident in our new clothes, we walked into this little cafe.
That's where they held the meeting, in the cafe. Yeah, I know that I walked in thinking, okay, I am just going to smile at everybody because that's who I am. I like smiling and I'll say hello as if I'm so happy to be here. And well, I was, in that our friend had invited us, so I thought, well, I'm going to enjoy it. And there was a time where Ruth and I were not allowed to sit together. So there, my little safety buddy was gone and then I thought, no, I can do this. I'll just talk to someone. But for a little while there, I was sitting on my own because everybody was talking to someone and it was really good because I sat there and thought, I'm not afraid. I don't need someone to be sitting here to make me feel good. And then the moment the person next to me was free, I just reached out and introduced myself and said hello. And what I'm really proud of is when we had to stand up and do the 40-second spiel about our business, I was 1 second under. I did it in 39 seconds. For me, that's all I wanted to do, was achieve that. It's like, yes.
And I went over and got fined $2. But you know what? I didn't care.
And I love that you didn't care.
I think the thing that we want to share with you, if you're listening, is that we were nervous. We were nervous, and being nervous is one of the faces of fear. So there was a little bit of fear because we were going to an environment that we would never choose to be in. We were surrounded by people who were in marketing and the finance world and analysts. And when we got up to introduce ourselves separately and said, we're in the emotional well-being industry.
We were just like frogs on a log.
There was a palpable disinterest.
Yes. And we then had to pair off with strangers that we met and talk with each other. I had a really good experience with my first one. We had to do it three times. My first person that I had to discuss with, he was a businessman. He was lovely and was trying to show great interest. So I really opened up and shared. That was great. And then I was genuinely interested in his work because it was around children, which meant something to me, protecting children.
We were there for 2 hours. As time wore on, we were feeling happier and more confident in ourselves. And then what, Helen?
Oh, well then I had an experience with a different person.
And that really threw you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Because I sat with her, having had a great experience with the man before, and she was straight away condescending about our business card, and the condescending does not stop there. And she basically was selling me how much I needed to be coached and was telling me why I needed it. Now, the thing is about this whole experience, I've experienced, as I've said before in our episodes, a lot of fear in my past, but I came to this meeting the strong version of me, and so I think I handled that experience really well. Fear, as my friend, was whispering, you got this, you got this, you can see what she's doing, just be you. And I was, and I wasn't afraid of her at all, even though I really was being put down. You wouldn't know, the last thing she said was,
she looked at you with some disdain.
She did. It was definitely disdain and said, you're not ready.
So Helen and I use that now as a mocking phrase with each other. You're not ready, Helen. Right. You're not ready, Ruth.
It's become a joke. But and I really love that joke because she did not throw me. Mm-hmm. Like, she really didn't. Now, even though I was nervous going there, we both were, you know, fear,
As a friend,
gave me courage because I was careful, I did prepare, and I did act. And in the moments of acting in there, standing up, saying my business, talking with people there, just sharing what I did, it didn't matter if they were interested or not because I was doing and I was acting. I wasn't thrown by anyone, including this lady who was deliberately trying to put me down.
So to anyone out there listening, if you ever find yourself in a situation like Helen and I where you don't know people or maybe there's a little bit of anxiety, maybe you're feeling a little bit nervous and maybe you're in the middle of being put down even, just remember that fear is actually a friend and is sitting on your shoulder and it's saying you've got this. Mm. It's actually opening the door for you to become more confident within yourself. And in our book, fear acknowledges that the feelings that are fear-based aren't very pleasant. Mm. They're not pleasant, but it says, quote, they are useful feelings. And one of the reasons that fear says that those unpleasant feelings are useful is, quote, they help you become stronger, wiser, and braver. Do you feel, Helen, that that was the case? Do you feel that in those moments of anxiety or nervousness or fear, having gone there now, do you feel that way?
Definitely feel stronger, braver.
Stronger in what way?
Stronger because I did something that I knew was going to be uncomfortable. I didn't feel we would fit perfectly in that environment, but we both felt it was an important thing for us to do and have a go at. But stronger because I loved how you said fear opens the door to confidence, but you have to walk through the door. Fear will open it for you, but you've actually got to take the steps. And so I think us taking those steps that day, that's what made me stronger. Mm-hmm. And then I realized braver, sitting with that woman, realizing, okay, something's going on here. She's actually not being very nice.
And you're wiser now, that's for sure.
I am wiser. I do feel much wiser for that Not that those things haven't happened before in the past, but reflecting over it with you afterwards, we had a bit of a laugh. I realised that fear sitting on my shoulder was like, you got this, you just stay you. Don't change, just stay you.
Mm.
Don't step backwards, don't be afraid, hold your ground.
Mm. And I like what you mentioned before about how it opens the door to confidence,
mm-hmm.
and that when you walk through that door, you're not walking through that door blindly,
mm.
because we prepared. We did what fear says earlier in our book on page 11. I'm the voice in your head that tells you to be careful, to prepare, to act. And so in preparation, that's what we did.
We certainly did.
We did prepare.
And those uncomfortable feelings that we feel during fear, as you said before, fear tells us in the book that they're not pleasant feelings. Other thing it tells us later about why they're useful is that they help you to overcome the obstacles that stand in your way. And to overcome obstacles, you've got to be moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about this. When fear is opening that door, are you taking steps to walk through it? And if you're doing your best to prepare and take those steps, you'll be okay. And you will move towards stronger, braver, wiser. That's what makes us stronger, braver, wiser, is the little steps we take.
So in conclusion, our message to you today is that next time you find yourself in a situation where you might be a bit nervous or you're a bit fearful about perhaps a task that you need to do or complete or a person you need to speak to, we want you to visualize fear as your friend. Mm-hmm. It's opening a door to confidence and it's saying to you, you've got this. You've got this.
And all you've got to do is take those steps through that door.
Yes.
Yes.
And remember that those steps include being careful,
mm-hmm.
and preparing and then acting.
And remember that acting is taking those steps.
Mm.
You're probably doing more than you know when you take those little steps.
We know you can do it. If we can, you can too.
That's for sure.
And on that happy note, we're going to say goodbye and we want you to join us next week when we are trying something new again. That made us a little nervous. But you'll have to join us to find out what it is.
That was.
Thanks so much for joining us. Take care and have a great week. Bye.
Bye. We love you out there. Talk to you next week. That's what makes us stronger, braver, wiser, is the little steps we take, aren't they?
Mm.
Isn't it? Not aren't they? Hello and welcome everyone to our podcast, Cry, Laugh, Eat, Waking Winds with your warm emotions.
What language is that? It's penguin language.
It's penguin. It's all right, let's try again.
Okay, I'll switch that code.